こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。あと文字起こしのテキストアプリで、購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。今日マミがちょっと病気で、マイケルがうちに来てくれて収録しているので、いつものマイクじゃないっていうか、ただのラップトップのマイクなんだよねだから、音質がいつもより悪いけどごめんなさい。1個目、ロシアのプーチン大統領がウクライナへの軍事介入を発表しました。これを受け、ウクライナも戦闘準備体制に入っています。ロシア軍はすでにウクライナ南部のクリミア半島を事実上支配下に置いているほか、ウクライナの海軍リーダーがロシア側につくと発表し解任されました。ウクライナは NATO 及びイギリスとアメリカに支援を要請しているほか、自国内の40歳以下の男性全員が徴兵される予定です。アメリカは G8 によるロシアへの経済制裁の準備があるとして、ロシアに軍事介入をやめるよう求めています。
Kiev has mobilized troops and called on military reservists after Russian military seized control of the southern Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea. Russian generals led troops through Crimea, disarming Ukrainian forces and essentially taking full control by Sunday. This is actually a declaration of war to my country, Ukrainian interim prime minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said. The Ukraine has requested assistance from the US, UK, and NATO. The US has since threatened economic isolation.
これ一歩間違えたら本当に戦争になっちゃうよね。
Yeah, it's going to be difficult to prevent this from escalating any further.
Yeah.
Putin seems like a pretty stubborn dude.
そうだね。
That guy's not messing around.
Yeah.
And、I think he's going to call、Obama's bluff. You know,、I don't think the US, I mean, he knows that the U.S. is not interested in getting involved in that conflict.
Yeah. もうすでにそういう感じ醸し出してるもんね。まあ、NATO もアメリカも、まあ、経済制裁はするとは言ってるけど、別に自分が助けに行くっていうのは嫌だって感じだから。
What's really nuts about this is that they just spent $50 billion on the Sochi Olympics to clean up the image of Russia.
Yeah. ね。
$50 billion.
意味ないじゃん。
You know, so the threat of sanctions or economic isolation, I don't think that's much enough leverage to prevent this from escalating.
Yeah, アメリカの国債をロシアがすごいいっぱい持ってるし、アメリカだけだとあんまり経済制裁できないんだよね、ロシアに。 So it could be more effective if EU decides to do something. But America alone, ちょっと意味ないと思う。
Yeah, well, they have economic interests. They have interest in business with the Ukraine. You know?
Yeah.
And, I don't see how the U.S. could prevent this from happening. And the Ukrainians are very adamant aboutaligning themselves with the EU, and Putin is really adamant about that not happening.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of what's going on?
Recent pictures?
Yeah, recent pictures of the of the troops, the military exercises, the like war games along the border.
I just saw pictures of like civilians taking pictures with Russian army people. Because it's, I think.I don't know the details, because I'm not there, obviously, but まだ多分現実味がないっていうかじゃない、みんな。
One interesting aspect of this is the information war, or the media war. The war of, not mind control, but propaganda.
Yeah.
There's a lot of BS.
Yeah.
From the Russian side.
まあ、その海外からメディア見るだけで全部理解するのは無理だよね。だから何が本当のことか全然わかんないもん。無人してる情報もいっぱいあるし、 ロシアが言ってることとウクライナ言ってる、しかもウクライナの中でも意見が分かれてたりもするじゃん。だから It's、It's really hard to follow.
One other interesting thing is that the Russian troops are not wearing, there's nothing that on their uniforms to indicate that they're even Russian troops. They're just wearing blank uniforms.
でも、really? Ukraine もあの、だからこれ急に徴兵しなきゃいけないから、ユニフォームとかが全員分ないんだって。So people are going to be wearing random stuff. だから、
Yeah, they don't have enough weapons either.
Yeah, だから本当に戦争になったら、I mean, Ukraine はほんやばいよ。Obviously.
Yeah, they don't have a chance.
No, no way. There's no way.
Yeah, if they don't get help, they're screwed. But they're not gonna lie down, I don't think.
Yeah. This is really stupid though. I just hope that nanka Russia just changes its mind.
So a really similar thing happened in 2008. Involving George Bush and Georgia and Russia, where the U.S. was trying to prevent the Russians from going into Georgia.
Okay.
But that didn't work out at all.
Oh.
And it's really similar because, like, in the Ukraine, they have Crimea, which is largely Russian.
Yeah.
Ethnic Russian. But in Georgia, they have South Ossetia. And so there's kind of a... Which is like Georgia's Crimea. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so what happened to Georgia back then? So Russia went in there?
Yeah, and I think South Ossetia is now like... Became a dedicated little... Russian part of Georgia. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I only know that the circumstances leading up to that event are very similar.
Oh, okay.
And that the U.S. was unable to really influence Russia's behavior in that situation.
そうだね。だからやりたい放題やろうと思えばできるってことでしょ。So I mean, if they want to claim Crimea 半島, then they can.
Yeah. Crimea is definitely done. It's definitely Russian.
もう取られてるもんね。
Yeah, Russia's not going to give that back.
That's so crazy. なんか、it's just like we just had the Olympics in Russia. Like, how did this happen? How did we let Russia have Olympics? Right? It's like, how did this happen?
Well, it's...
So crazy.
Well, it's funny because the Olympics are supposed to be about everyone, all these different countries getting together,
そうだよ。
working together.
Yeah.
You know, it's a, you know, good sportsmanship. And,
yeah.
And, yeah.
Like putting all the political shit aside, let's, you know, have fun together みたいな会じゃん。それのホストだったのにさ。
もったいないね。
Yeah. しかもすっごいお金かけてスタジアムとか作ったじゃん、ロシア。で、今、あれでしょ、だってこれからパラリンピックだよ。
うん。
どうすんの？できないじゃん。Like, war 始めてる国でパラリンピックやるの。That's so messed up.
If the United States did decide to get involved, that would be a disaster.
Yeah. Well, either way, だからもう it's a disaster だけど、こういうふうに。
But if the US gets involved,then the UK will get involved.
Yeah.
And
we'll get involved. It just gets crazy. Like, いつもそうだけど、その親玉が出てきて親玉同士の喧嘩になると、
yeah.
It's just so out of control. もう関係ない人がどんどん入ってきちゃうから。
You know, the Russian media was saying, oh, the Ukrainians elected this president. You know, there was a democratic process. It's a democracy. You shouldn't oppose your democratically elected leadership. Well, you know, do you value the opinions of the people? I mean, is the government there to serve the people or not?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
選挙自体に不満があったからデモになったわけだから、それをそういうふうに言ってもね、仕方ないというか。It's like 本末転倒.
It makes me wonder about the future of Russia.
ね、どうなりたいんだろうね。
You know, already at this point in time, Russia has put itself in a really awkward position.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
超 KY。
Yeah, I thought, okay, so, オリンピックやることになって、もっとオープンマインドになると思ったら、like, right before the Olympics, they come up with this anti, homosexuality thing.
Yeah.
とか、なんか、このウォーもそうだし、なんでこのさらに後ろ向きに進んでんのか、ちょっと理解できないよね。せっかくこう、オリンピックのホストの国ですって言って、あ、ちょっと、心開いたのかなって思いきや、なんかどうしたの ？What are they doing? Well,、
ね、
yeah. まあでもこれからどうなっていくかちゃんと見てないといけないね。次、ボーイング社がスパイや外交官向けに自己破壊機能付きのスマートフォン、ボーイングブラックを発売します。OS は Android のセキュリティ強化版で、データはすべて暗号化されます。ボディ全体とネジが樹脂で覆われた密閉仕様となっており、分解しようとすると自動的にデータとソフトウェアがすべて削除され、操作が不可能になります。
Boeing has revealed a newly developed cell phone called the Boeing Black cell phone that, in addition to encrypting all phone calls, automatically self-destructs if someone attempts to open the casing.The phone is coated in an epoxy resin, and the screws are tamper-proof.
Yeah, 最初自己破壊機能付きって聞いたら、あの007見すぎてなんかこう爆発するのかと思った。プシッって。
Did Bond have that?
He doesn't carry it around, but like he gets a. Oh no, it's not James Bond.
No, no, he did have it in GoldenEye.
そうだっけ。あとミッションインポッシブルだ。
Oh, it was... No.
Like, Tom Cruise gets a phone call, and then その電話がさ、爆発っていうか、なんか煙が出て壊れるじゃん、勝手に。
No, no, it was his sunglasses.
There was a phone, too.
Oh, really?
In the Dubai のやつ. Yeah.
I remember he was rock climbing, and then he, like, throws his sunglasses, and they explode in the air.
Oh, そんなシーンあったっけ? でもなんかそういうのを考えない?
It was really corny. It's like,
yeah.
these sunglasses are gonna explode in 5 seconds.
あ、そう、そういうやつ。
And then he was like, 超ゆっくり、like, you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, they always do that, yeah. ね、誰、焦って外さないんだよね。そういう時に限ってのんびりやるんだよ。でもそういうのをなんか想像しちゃったけど、
but it's just, it
そういう
just,
わけじゃない。
It just clears the data.
Yeah. The 地味だよね、でも。
The iPhone has a similar feature, though.
Like what?
You can remotely clear the data on your iPhone.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. But not automatically, though.
わかんない。
You have to do it. I've done it. なくしたと思った時、
なんか怪しい写真とかあったの？
ないけど、いや、コンタクトとか全部入ってるし、Facebook の、暗証番号とか、やばいじゃん。で、Find your iPhone.っていう機能で消そうと思ったんだけど、うん、ネットに繋がってないとできないんだよね。当たり前なんだけど、携帯が。And my phone was in it was on airplane mode. だから、うん、遠隔で消せなくて。
No, yeah, they have one where you don't have to trigger it remotely.、
Oh.
If you put the passcode in wrong 3 times, it clears the whole phone.
え、嘘。
They have that setting.
マジで。私よく自分の暗証番号3回ぐらい間違えるんだけど。
3回だっけ？
超不便だよ。そしたら、あ、消えちゃった。
いや。
自分で。
いや、my phone would be wiped clean like every week。
いや、とかこれね、もちろん、そのスパイ向けとかで、秘密が多い電話だから、分解しようとすると、それをディテクトする機能がどういうふうについてるとか、あんまり説明が書いてないんだけど。
いや、it's kind of, They're kind of being secretive about the whole
yeah,
thing.
まあ全部発表しちゃったら意味ないもんね。
Also, the phone is, it looks like an iPhone too, I think.
Yeah, yeah, そう。
So it's not obvious that it's some special
yeah.
phone.
どうやって分かるのね、こう落としたりした時とかもさ、消えちゃったりするのかな、衝撃受けたら。Oh, someone's
<What?
S 2> trying to break this phone みたいな感じ。
If you drop it?
Yeah.
Then your phone would clear all the time.
いや、やばくない
?
超不便。Anyways,
at vanity.
普通の人はねだから言ってないから普通の人はこれいらないだろうけどね、スパイの人はいるらしいよ、こういうのが。
But they are making stuff like this for normal people though.
Oh yeah?
We did talk about the, another black phone before.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's marketed towards...
Yeah, yeah. That was like encrypted みたいなやつだもんね。
Yeah.
この
But this,
勝手に消えたりとかはしない。
But all this stuff about the NSA and all this、surveillance has kind of created a new privacy market.Where people are willing to pay money to have the privacies that they used to have,
yeah,
or privacies that they thought they had, you know, not that long ago.
そうね。まあそういうニュースが出れば出るほどこういうのが欲しいっていう人も増えるだろうからね。はい。ニューヨーク幹細胞財団とコロンビア大学のチームにより3人の人物の遺伝子を使った体外受精の技術が開発され FDA の承認を待っています。通常の体外受精は父親と母親の2人の遺伝子を使用しますが、母親の遺伝子疾患が子供に受け継がれるのを防ぐため母親の核 DNA だけを取り出し第三者の卵子または肺に移植して実現します。これにより子供は第三者の健康なミトコンドリア DNA を受け継ぐことになります。そのため生まれた子供は生物学上3人の親を持つことになります。この技術が承認されればミトコンドリア病の子供を減らすことができます。あ、イギリスではもうすでに承認されています。
US health officials are currently considering approving trials of a new in vitro fertilization technique that creates three parent embryosThe technology, developed by researchers at the New York Stem Cell Foundation and Columbia University, would allow mothers to have children without passing on mitochondrial diseases, such as muscular dystrophy, mental disabilities, and deafness.
そう、このミトコンドリア病を持っていると、筋力低下、知能障害、歩行障害、発達異常、難聴とか、まあ、いろいろな種類があるんだけど、こういった障害が出てきちゃうということで、まあ、それを減らすための試みなんだけど、3人だからお母さん2人お父さん1人っていうことになるから、まあ今までとは全然違うっていうことで FDA が承認するかしないか今まだ考えてるらしいんだけど、
It's, I don't think it's actually that big of a deal. I think they will approve the trials、and、as you said, the UK、is doing that from next year.
そうで、来年から UK では年間に100人ぐらいの子供がこの技術を使って生まれることになるらしい。
But it's a really small amount of genetic material that they're using from the third person. It's like 0.05 or some tiny percentage.
Yeah.
And it's just that one part that's that one either mutated or damaged.
Yeah. そのだから核の部分は元々のお父さんお母さんのものだから、その外側だよね。その入れ物を人から借りるみたいな感じ、多分。でもそれって外側だけだったら子供にはその人のその健康なミトコンドリア以外は関係ないのかな？見た目とか、like wouldn't it get affected to some point or
no?
Nothing.
Only to the extent that that mitochondrial disease would
disappear,
would affect that person's appearance. For example, muscular dystrophy, I mean, that's really going to change the way that you look. But if they replace that with healthy mitochondrial DNA, then you'll look actually like you're supposed to. You'll function like you're supposed to. I don't really think that there's much of a debate here. I mean, this is an amazing technology that we should adopt.
そう、なんかあれなんだよ。だから、その開発した人たちは別にこれはマイケルが言ったみたいにそんな大した問題が起きるようなことじゃなくて、今の体外受精をちょっと、なんだろう、エクスパンしたみたいな感じっていうのを言ってるんだけど、まあでもこういうのが出てくるたんびにやっぱりエティクスとか持ってくる人はいるから、だから多分そこでディベートになっちゃう。
if we have the ability to do this, I would argue that it would be unethical not to.
ね、 そうだよね。だからミトコンドリア病になるならなるでいいじゃんって言ってんのと同じだもんね。
Yeah, there's going to be some hippies that insist on the natural birth and stuff.
Yeah.
This is along the same vein of that movie Gattaca, that whole deal.
Yeah.
So I guess that, you know, the stuff in that movie is officially reality at this point then.
そうだね。
Gattaca is finally real.
Yeah.確かに。あれだっていつの映画だろう。 It's pretty old, right?
Because
they were really young. Uma Thurman. She was like super young in that movie.
Early 2000s, maybe?
かな。
2000? I don't know. I'm guessing.
Okay.
Would you do it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for my kid, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you donate your mitochondrial DNA?For someone else's kid?
いいよ、別に。I mean, it depends on the process. It's pretty 大変 to take your 卵子, right? But, I mean, if I don't have any, you know, defects or whatever in my DNA, and if someone wants to borrow it, then I'll be like, いいよ、別に。なんかその卵子自体を提供するとか精子自体を提供するもいるわけじゃん、ドーナーみたいに。それだと自分の子供が知らないところでいっぱいいることになるから、それは確かにちょっと結構覚悟しないと難しいけど、その外側だけだったら別にね、どうぞどうぞって感じじゃない？
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Would you donate your sperm? Have you ever considered doing that?
No, I don't know. That's kind of weird. Because, you know, they always... It's like adopted kids. They, you know, they go and try to find their biological parent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of that sort of a situation, right?
So, 自分の子供が知らない間にいっぱい。
And, you know, they do a lot so that, like, the...You know, it's, what, anonymous? But, I don't know. It seems like it'd be something that stay in your mind.
そうだね、忘れられはしないだろうね。
Yeah. Like, I have some kids somewhere?
Yeah. それは不思議な感じだよね。But then again, it could be fun. No?Like, you don't have any... Yeah, like, you don't have any responsibility to those kids. And, you know, you have your own kids all over the world. I don't know.
それのどこが楽しいの？
なんか面白いじゃん。The idea.
Yeah, the idea. But in real life, no, not really. I don't think so.
そっか。
But, I mean, this is a big deal. Not just because...It can prevent some of these mitochondrial diseases. But treatments like this are going to be... There's going to be a lot more of this sort of thing in the near future.
そうだね。
And it's not just going to be mitochondrial diseases. They're going to be able to prevent a whole host of genetically derived health problems.
ね。まあこれイギリスでも認可されて、アメリカでもまあ、もうちょっと時間かかるかもしれないけど、認可されるってなると日本にも将来的に来るだろうからね。
And they could prevent cancer with this too.
そうだね。あの、ジェネリカルなやつ。
I shouldn't say that with so much confidence, but I think that they will be able to identify those oncogenes and replace them with third party DNA eventually.
ね、That would save so many people's lives.
So, last week, two students from Georgia Tech University introduced a high-tech electronic condom called the Electric Eel. The Electric Eel was developed in response to a $1 million challenge from Bill and Melinda Gates to create a condom that does not diminish the quality of sensations felt during sex. The creators describe it as an open-source digital condom prototype using electrodes and soft circuitry.The creators claim that the condom can provide an entirely unique, digitally enhanced sensation utilizing thread-like electrodes along the bottom of the shaft. The electronic currents can be controlled using a microcontroller or internet APIs accessed from a mobile device.
ジョージア工科大学がハイテク電子コンドームを開発しました。その名も電気うなぎ。ビル・ゲイツ夫妻が主催するコンドーム開発コンテストへの出品のために作られました。勝者には100万ドルが支払われます。このハイテクコンドームは電極を利用することにより全く新しい快感をもたらすことができるそうです。電流はリモコンかアプリによって調整可能です。どういうことこれ？ビリビリするの？もぞもぞするのかな？どういうこと？
I haven't tried it.
Bottom of the shaft ってどういうこと？裏側ってこと？
Yeah.
Oh. 裏側に、でもビリビリしたら痛いもんね。なんか、サワサワサワサワって感じかな。
This reminds me of, this is a, there's a really funny, I always talk about YouTube, but there's a video on YouTube of these two guys walk up to a fence.
Yeah.
And they like start peeing on the fence.
Okay.
And they both get electrocuted and just.
What?
Because it was an electric fence.
Yeah.
And the electric current traveled up through their,
God.
Stream of pee and electrocuted their dick.
Oh my God.
And they just got, they were getting electrocuted while they're like peeing. Well, yeah. I mean, they stop peeing as they get, like, I don't know if they stop peeing. Maybe they're still peeing. But they like fell over.
What?
So like,
尿道が焼ける。
I would definitely let a lot of people try this product before I ever got anywhere near it.
そうだね。
Definitely not trying to be an early adopter of the electric eel.
Yeah. まあ大事な部分だからね、体の。でもこれさ、この記事とかだと、この何、entirely new sensation とか書いてあって、分かりにくいじゃん。なんか、使った人の感想を書いてほしいよね。じゃないと分かんない。
Yeah, new sensation doesn't really
tell you anything,
mean
right?
that it's a good sensation.
でしょ？だから、
I'm sure there's freaks out there. There's people that are gonna love this thing, though.
でも、電流で気持ちよくなるっていうのは、ちょっとあんまりなんか想像できないんだよね。だってあるそういうもの、電流で今まで気持ちよくなるものなくない？ There's no like 電流マッサージ。
They have the
They have EMS,
yeah.
but it only hurts. 全然気持ちくないじゃん。超痛いじゃんあれ。
Have you done it?
Yeah, so many times because I'm lazy, but it really hurts.
I think I did try that once.
あのさ。通販とかで売ってる体に巻くやつあるじゃん。あれもやったことあるし、なんかアブトロニクスみたいな。
Is it like the gel?
Yeah, 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 yeah. あと機械のやつもやったことある。自分が入るの、大きいなんかドーム状のやつに。で、体全部をビリビリされるの。めっちゃ痛かった。
Do you think that stuff works?
I don't know. I mean...聞くまで多分超いっぱいやんなきゃいけないじゃん、
yeah.
そこまでやったことないしめんどくさいからだったらシットアップした方が
yeah, I mean,
みたいな感じ
You can do sit-ups like 10 minutes
yeah.
like
でも
twice a week and have a six pack You don't need to do this weird
yeah, but
thing
もしかして入院とかしててなんかあんまり体を動かしたり筋肉を動かしたりする機会がない人はああいうので、mm-hmm.やったら、まあ結構違うかもしれないよね。やらないよりは。
They use it for rehabilitation of back muscles when people suffer head hernia.
Okay.
So I had that happen in high school. I really messed up my back.
でも気持ちよくはないでしょ？痛いよね。
I have a funny story about this actually.
What?
So I had to go like almost every day for months. Like my back, my disc was bulging out really bad.
Okay.
And I was sitting at this machine. The machine with all these cables and like suction cups.
Yeah.
They put these suction cups on your back.
Oh.
And it sends electrical pulses into your back muscles.
Huh.
this story, yabayo. So. It wasn't working that well. It was kind of weak on my back.
Okay.
And I knew which knob would turn up the power.
Mm.
So I grabbed the knob and I'm turning it up.
Nande?
Because...
自分で?
弱すぎる.
But are you supposed to touch those?
Yeah, you're supposed to do it like...
自分で?
As much, as strong as you can.
Ah, okay, okay.
But it doesn't hurt.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
So I wanted to turn up the power. So I was turning this knob and it didn't seem to like work. So I just kept turning it up. It was the... There was an old man sitting next to me. Like 70-year-old, like 70歳 no,
oh my
oji-san.
God.
It was his.
So
he's like,
oji-chan 死んじゃ.
Yeah, he was.
Oh my god.
He was like, just this thing was just electrocuting his back. And I looked over and I saw him like looking over, like trying to reach the machine.
Oh. Kawaiso.
So I was like, oh shit. So I turned it down as fast as I could. But yeah.
Wow.
I don't mess with the equipment anymore.
Please
in
don't.
In places like that.
Wow, you almost killed an oji-chan.
Mm.
でもさ, このコンドームも電流をリモコンで調整できるっていうから
yeah.
そのリモコンを人に握られたら結構やばくない? It's like, mm.
Or what if your neighbor is using it at the same time? And yeah. It's like, it uses like radio or something.
And Bluetooth tikina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it suddenly starts working. But then you have to be wearing the condom. So, you're wearing the condom at the same time?
I'm sure it happens.
Really? これ普通に売られることあるのかな今後? I don't know.
I don't know.
誰か使ったら感想をTwitterで教えてください.
Next. Despite the number of cars and miles driven in Sweden doubling since 1970, Sweden has been able to reduce road deaths by 80% during that period and by half since the year 2000. Here are some statistics on road deaths to give you an idea of how safe Swedish roads are. Sweden has 3 deaths per 100,000 people, compared with 5.5 per 100,000 in the EU, 11.4 per 100,000 in the US, 40 per 100,000 in the Dominican Republic, and 5.2 per 100,000 in Japan. The change started with something known as Vision Zero, written into law in 1970. The goal of Vision Zero is to reduce road fatalities to zero. Hans Berg of the National Transport Agency said, "We simply do not accept any deaths or injuries on our roads. Since the plan began, Sweden has made a conscious effort to prioritize safety over convenience when constructing roads. Sweden utilizes 2+1 roads, a category of 3-lane road with 2 lanes in one direction and 1 lane in the other direction, often separated by a cable barrier to maximize safety. Sweden also has low urban speed limits, pedestrian zones, pedestrian bridges, and safer crossings marked with flashing lights."
スウェーデンで自動車による死亡事故をゼロにしようというビジョンゼロプランが効果を発揮しています。スウェーデンでは自動車によって人が死ぬことを仕方ないと諦めないをモットーに1970年からスウェーデンでは2レーンの車線に対向車線が1レーンの合計3レーンが基本です。最大速度も他国より遅く設定されているほか、歩行者用道路や歩道橋の適切な配置など様々な工譜がされています。その結果、1970年から車の台数自体は倍増しているにもかかわらず、死亡事故を80%減少させることに成功しています。さらに2000年から現在までの間にも死亡事故は半分に減りました。 人口10万人に対し、スウェーデンでは3人の死亡者がいますが、アメリカでは11.4人、ドミニカでは40人、日本でも5.2人が犠牲になっています。面白いね。なんかヨーロッパってこういうのあるから面白いよね。Sometimes they just like, なんか優先順位があって、そのお金とか利権とかもういいや、みたいな。そんなことよりこっちが大事、みたいなのができるじゃん。 Like, I don't see that, really, in Japan or in the States. It's like, 結構不便になっちゃうけど、でもこっちの方が大事だよねみたいなのとか、
Yeah.
なんかヨーロッパならではっていうか、面白いなと思うけど。
Yeah, it's people don't weigh life that heavily when they're debating policy like this. It's like, yeah, people will die, but oh, we don't want, that's too expensive.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if it was your own child, there wouldn't be a debate.
そうね。
You know, it's,
yeah. その結局、
why do we accept
yeah.
road deaths?
Yeah.
Why do we just, oh, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. 結局やっぱり自動車事故で誰か近い人を亡くす経験をしてる人しか分からないことになっちゃうもんね。それ以外の人はなんか、え、別にいいじゃんみたいな、不便になっちゃうからっていうのを、だからスウェーデンはやってないっていうことで、10万人に対し3人っていうのは他の国に比べてもかなり少ないもんね。ドミニカの40人っていうのも結構やばいけどさ。
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
One really interesting thing about what they're doing are these 2+1 roads. Where the roads are 3 lanes. But both sides can overtake. It's very important on roads to have at least 2 lanes so that you can overtake cars. Because then if you have one slow car, and it messes up the whole thing, right? So you have to have at least 2 lanes so you can overtake, otherwise it causes a lot of congestion problems.
Right.
In Japan, usually they do that by having 2 on both sides. But you can actually do it with 3 lanes. And the way you do it with 3 lanes is you have 2 lanes going this way and 1 lane going the other way. Well, now the one lane you can't overtake, right? So every certain distance interval, it switches. The 2-lane road becomes 1 lane, and the 1-lane road becomes 2 lanes, and it switches back and forth. And there's usually a cable barrier in between. So when you're overtaking, you can't hit opposing traffic. Because if you only have 2 lanes, then when you try to overtake, you might hit an oncoming car. In which case, you're probably dead.
Right.
You know, so they've figured it out. They have the answers.
Yeah.
It's really proven to work. They only had one child death in 2012. One child died in the whole country in a car accident.
Wow. すごいね、それは。
Yeah.
そういうの、こういうのお手本にしてやりたいよね。だって1970年にもう enough みたいな感じで、本当にそこからやってるわけじゃん、ずっと。
It's just ideas.
ね。
It's just a matter of doing this instead of this.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between people being put in dangerous situations where some of them are going to die.
Yeah.
And a lot less people being put in those situations.
ね、この 80% 減少って、だから仕方ない、今もう仕方ないと思ってるけど、仕方なくないってことだもんね。こういう工夫することによって全然減るんであれば。It's really weird how we accept like car accidents and death by car accidents, じゃない？
Well, the attitude has been for a long time, like, oh, it's shouganai. Like, that's zannen, right? But really, things could be done differently.
Yeah. Ne?
There's no reason to, you know, we should be innovating everything.
Yeah.
Including safety.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, the answers are right here. I think Sweden has set an excellent example. The US is already adopting some of these ideas.
Okay. 日本もこれ真似すればいいのに。もうせっかくやってるところがあるんだったらね。I mean, you don't even have to start from scratch. You can just borrow some ideas, you know, and just copy that.
It's so dangerous in Japan. The roads here are so dangerous. I got stuck in an intersection. Like, they have these really weird intersections here that just make no sense. There's a lot of, in Japan, like all the time you're driving, and then on the other side of the intersection, the lanes aren't lined up. And there's no lines in between.
Yeah.
So people like get lost or they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Or they just drive straight. But
なんで線書かないんだろうね、全部。
Well, a lot of them just get rubbed off and they just don't really draw them. Or sometimes they just don't draw them.
I don't know why. だから運転したくないんだよ。なんか。But
you're not supposed to drive straight. If you're in the far right lane that's going straight,
yeah.
You have to end up in the far right lane that's going straight on the other side of the intersection. But sometimes people just drive straight. But what you're actually doing if you just go straight is you're actually moving one lane to the left.
Mm.
Because the people on the left of you have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So it's that's really dangerous. There's just a bunch of weird stuff going on here.
Yeah.
There's so, no...
Like, do you remember when I was driving and you were in the passenger seat? I was just like, eh? これどっち行くの? みたいな。 このまま真っ直ぐ行っていいの? 'Cause線がないから。 You know? I just don't know where I'm driving to. Right?
Like,
ひどい。ひどい。 I'm just saying that it's not easy to drive in Tokyo.
No, it's not. A lot, so many people are killed on Genski here.
Yeah, そうだね。
The Genski deaths in Japan, it's crazy.
日本で車の免許は20歳からじゃん? で、バイクの免許、18か。 車が18で
17から運転できるよ。
で、バイクが16じゃん。 バイクが16歳でしょ? だけど、だからそれがずっと当たり前と思って生きてたんだけど、 ニュージーランドは逆なんだよね。 車が先で、バイクが後。
The other thing in Japan is, if you go to school and you get a driver's license,
yeah.
You get a normal driver's license to drive a car,
yeah.
You can also drive Genski, even though you've had zero training.
I think they changed the law. They changed it recently.
It's a...
最近多分you can't do that anymore.
I can't drive Genski.
Well, you already took it a while ago, so maybe it applies to people who recently
got
a driver's license.
On a scooter right now, I don't even know anything. But I'm allowed to.
So my point was like, when I was in New Zealand, I asked people like, なんで車が先でバイクが後なの? And they were just like, だってバイクの方が危ないじゃん。 だから若い子がバイク運転したら危ないから、先にしかも車の免許取っちゃえばみんな車運転するじゃん、バイクじゃなくて。だからバイクも減るし、安全だから。And I was like, それ聞いた時、あ、本当じゃんと思った。なんかもう慣れてるから、バイクは16からって当たり前と思ったけど、別に、 it doesn't have to be that way, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if you get car license first, then why would you want to ride a bike?
But you can ride a bicycle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're supposed to ride your bicycle on the road.
Yeah.
Not on the sidewalk.
どっちも危ないじゃん。 まあね、でも at least you won't kill anyone.
You could.
Well, you could. Yeah, you could. But I mean, compared to bike.
I almost killed someone on my bike.
Bicycle is like way safer. やっぱ、でもあとたまにさ、なんか自転車乗ってる女子高生とかがおばあちゃんに当たっちゃって、なんかおばあちゃんが死んじゃって、女子高生の親が何千万円払うとかなるじゃん。That's like so unfortunate too, じゃない?
Well, more than that, people on bicycles are getting killed all the time by cars because there's nowhere for them to be.
そうね、東京特にね、どこで自転車乗ればいいんだよって感じだもんね。I mean, we've talked about it, but...
Yeah.
I mean, まあでもこのスウェーデンのはいい話だよね。だから、現状に仕方ないと諦めずに、みんなで力を合わせて新しい方法を考えた結果成功しましたっていう。Yeah.
頭いいね。次。Danish researchers recruited 50 dreamers to answer surveys about their dreams on a computer as soon as they woke up over a period of 4 weeks. 11 of the participants were blind from birth, 14 of the participants became blind after the age of 1, and 25 of the participants were non-blind controls. The survey asked questions about sensory impressions like tastes and smells, emotional content like anger and fear, and thematic content like surrealism or failure. It turns out that blind people dream much like they live in a diverse mix of sensory information, reporting non-visual sensory impressions with about twice the frequency. Interestingly, the emotional and thematic content of the dreams of blind participants was not significantly different from the non-blind controls. However, researchers found that congenitally blind participants had a lot more nightmares. 25% of the blind versus just 7% for the later onset blind and 6% for non-blind controls. While a definite answer has not been found, the researchers speculate that it may have to do with evolutionary theory on the purpose of dreams, that dreams are threat simulations designed to help our minds prepare for the dangers of real life.
デンマークの研究チームが50人の被験者に4週間毎日夢の記録をつけてもらいました。そのうち11人は生まれつき目が見えず、14人は1歳以降に目が見えなくなった人で、残りの25人は目が見える人を選定しました。夢の記録の際には、味や匂いなどの五感のほか、怒りや恐れなどの感情、また夢のテーマなどを細かく記録してもらいました。その結果、目が見えない人の夢は、見える人の2倍の頻度で視覚以外の感覚を多用していました。ただ夢のテーマや夢の中での感情は、目が見える人も見えない人もあまり差がありませんでした。しかし生まれつき目が見えない人は悪夢を見る頻度が高く、実験期間中に 25% の人が悪夢を経験していました。目が見える人では 6%、後天的に目が見えなくなった人では 7% でした。この結果の原因は不明ですが、夢には最悪の場合に備えるシミュレーションの役割があるという説があり、それが関わっている可能性もあります。夢には最悪の場合に備えるシミュレーションの役割があるの？それ本当かな？私そしたらいつもゾンビのアポカリプスに備えてることになるんだけど。
Maybe you don't have a whole lot of threats in real life.
そういうこと？
Maybe you live real safe.
それで仕方なく?
The congenitally blind people reported dreams of getting lost, being hit by a car, falling into manholes, losing their guide dog. They have a lot of real threats on a day-to-day basis.
じゃあ結構リアリスティックな悪夢なんだ。
So while they're sleeping, their brain...being aware of these real threats kind of runs them through these simulations during their sleep.
But that sucks though, because I feel like that won't really help them in a real situation like that, Janai.
Oh, absolutely it would.
Really?
Because it makes you think about it.
But they are dreaming about it because they're already always thinking about it, Janai.
That とするとさ I don't think... They're not like, always thinking... I mean, they're not always thinking about it, but...
But maybe subconsciously, they're just worried about it, and that's why it shows up in the dream. And if that's the case, then I just don't feel like in a real life situation, they'd be like, oh, I've experienced this in my dream. I know what to do. みたいな、なんなくない? Then it's only adding stress to them, じゃない?
Well, the evolutionary theory is that your brain is trying to prepare you. Maybe it's not a perfect system. We live in a very strange world now.
Mm.
You know, the evolutionary theory, there weren't cars and manholes back then. But we have, do you ever have nightmares of being chased by something or eaten by something or I don't know, like snakes or...We have these weird programmed fears in us, right?
Right, right.
Do you ever like have those come up in your nightmares?
マミの nightmare いつもゾンビかなんか浮気される夢とかそういう。
But I think that's because the only threat stimulation that you have in real life is zombie movies. And when you're watching a zombie movie, you're like, oh, that's so yabai.
Yeah, I guess so.
超怖いじゃん。So you're tricking your brain into running useless simulations in your sleep.
I'm wasting my dream powers.
So little.
Well, I guess it's a good thing, though, that I don't really have
But we're so much safer.
Real life threats.
Yeah, it's not, you know, for a blind person, I think it does serve as a threat simulation. But But for us, we live such safe lives.
Yeah.
When you're talking about evolutionary theory, you have to think about, you know, we were running around.
なんかジャングルに住んでる人とかに同じ調査してほしいよね。それで例えばなんかこう虎に食べられるとか、食べ物がなくなっちゃうとか、そういう realistic な夢がやっぱ多いのかな。
I'm sure. What else are they? They're not having dreams about zombie movies.
そうだね、確かに。So does this mean my only threats are like being eaten by zombies or being cheated on?
Don't you have...
That feels so shallow. Oh my god. Compared to, I mean, real...
But don't you have nightmares like, oh, you know, some family member is in trouble or
not,
weird things like that?
Not. いつも自分。自己中なんだ。うん、いつも自分がなんかそういう、あの男に騙されて浮気されるとか、それが大体ゾンビだね。
Do you believe that dreams have meaning or they're meaningless?
Meaning as in like, なんかすごい far-fetched なやつは、
do you think
I don't believe it, but...
Do you think it's helpful to analyze dreams or you mean that? わかる?
From my own experience, 意味なくはないけど、it just gives me stress when I think about it too much. だからやっぱり考えたくないこととか抑えてることが夢になって出てきちゃうから、それを analyze したところで I already know why I'm dreaming those things. So thinking about it doesn't really help me. もう忘れた方がいい。
I pay a lot of attention to my dreams.
I just have a lot of nightmares. 結構一週間のうち半分ぐらい nightmare の時もある。
How many are you remembering per week?
大体毎日結構覚えてる。
Your dreams?
うん。
What did you dream about last night?
Last night もなんか戦ってたと思う。だから I'm always like fighting something. Fighting zombies or whatever people. それか、あの男に浮気される夢かどっちかなの。いつも。それかなんかクマちゃんと草原を走り回ってるみたいな楽しい時もあるけど、いや大体決まってるパターンが、決まってないパターンいつも全然違う。
I have really weird dreams that aren't so obvious.
Okay.
It's always really surreal. Like, there's not.That much of a connection to reality, like really 超薄い connection. If I really think about it, I was like, oh, this could be like this sort of thing.
そうすると確かに interpret しないといけないから考えたくなっちゃうよね。Mine's just so simple. Like I don't even, no one has to interpret anything. It's just so straight. Like ah, そっかみたいな。
And my dreams usually have nothing to do with what I'm thinking about lately.
Oh, 昔のこととかってこと？昔の悩みとか。
Like really weird. Like I had a dream recently where I was on this huge like beanstalk or something. It was enormous and it was just like shooting up into space. And I was like driving on it. I don't know. It was like it didn't really make sense. Like I have to record it like right after I wake up. Otherwise,
楽しいの？でもそれは。それとも怖いの？
Well, sometimes there are scary parts. Like, I've been shot in my dreams, too.
Oh, I've shot my friend in my dream. It was so real. I woke up crying because I thought I killed her.
ダメじゃん。
うん。それもなんかほら、バトルロワイヤルとか、だからそれ怖い映画とか見てるからいけないんだと思うけど。でもゾンビのドラマ見たら絶対次の日ゾンビと戦い夢見てる。
Have you ever controlled it?
No. だから夢で明晰夢見れてる人いるじゃん。自分で夢の中で夢だってちゃんと把握してコントロールできる人。私一回もない。いつも本当だと思ってる。
I've felt like I was controlling it a few times.
Okay.
But I was like really trying to. I was like kind of. I was taking a lot of choline and like I was like eating a bunch of Egg yolks before I went to bed and stuff.
頑張りすぎ。
Yeah, because I wanted to be able to control my dream. And I felt like I was controlling my dream. But for some reason, I didn't, like, whenever I woke up, I was like, why didn't I do this? Like, I don't, I think I just felt like I was controlling it, but yeah. I wasn't actually controlling it.
Okay.
Part of the dream was me feeling like I was controlling it.
複雑だね。騙されてんじゃん。そっか。Yeah, I wish I could control the content of the dream, because some people can do that too.
And then I ended up getting kanashibari.
Kanashibari. That sucks.
Kanashibari.
Yeah. I can't control any of the content of my dreams. Like, この間もなんか nightmare 見て起きちゃったのね。で、起きちゃって、あ、もう最悪忘れようと思って寝たら続きだったの。
Yeah.
やばくない？同じ夢の続きまた見させられて、それもナイトメアだったの。I was just like, あ、何これ、いじめじゃん。でも、it always happens to me. なんか、悪夢見て、飛び起きて、忘れようと思って寝ると絶対続きなの。Isn't that really mean? I mean, my brain is sometimes really mean.
To you?
Yeah. My own brain.
意味わかんない。
本当だよ、でも。みんな、それちょっと Facebook で聞こっか、みんなに。
うん。
Anyways, 今日お話これで終わりだよね。
いや。
あ、そう、アプリのアップデートみんな知ってくれたかな？あの、iOS 6にも対応してるので。ね。
うん。あ、someone wrote a review on iTunes saying, なんか問題あった。
Oh, really?
全部真っ白って。
Oh.Not again.
So, if you have any problems with it, there's a... If you go to settings, there's a restore transcripts function. それを使えば直ると思う。
そう、あの、同じ Apple のアカウントから買ったものがダブル課金されるっていうことはないはずっていうか、あったら Apple の問題なので、それは。
ない。They, it won't.
Right? Yeah, so...
絶対ない。
Yeah, so...なんか同じ ID だったらまた払わなくても一回買ったやつはまた retrieve できるはずなのでやってみてくださいね。
うん。
終わりかな。なんか言うことあったっけ。ああのこの間の回の文字起こしのテキストからあの上にねあのちょっと厳選した単語とフレーズを付け加えているので、なんかあまりにもいっぱいあるとさ嫌になっちゃうじゃん。なんかこんなに覚えらんないよみたいな。
How many put, did you put in there? 12?
いや、6個ずつ。だから日本語勉強してる人と英語勉強してる人用に別々に6個ずつ、で英語勉強してる人用は青くハイライトしちゃって、日本語勉強してる人はオレンジのハイライトついてるので。
Did、まあ、people like that?
Yeah, some people on Twitter were saying like, oh, いいね。そう、この6個だけ覚えればいいんじゃないっていう。なんかさ、
You highlighted the words in the
text too.
In the text too.
Yeah. Yeah. だから最初にそのリスト見て、後でトランスクリプト読んでるときに、ああこんな風に使うんだみたいな感じで見てもらえればと思いますので、ぜひ。
Yeah, this Ukraine thing やばいよね。
Yeah. しかも結構毎日状況が変わってるからね。So far. So, 今月曜日だけど、
yeah, 次 we might talk about it next time too.
Yeah, yeah. そうね。なんか変わってれば。
This is our next Snowden type incident.
Project, yeah. そうね、yeah. It's huge, so we can't really ignore it.
超怖い。
Yeah. というわけで、
Yep.
終わり。
終わり。
Bye.
Bye.